sessions on.
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. I can see that you already started. Would you like to finish it since it's already at 60%?
The one about tobacco?
Yes.
I'll pass. Thank you.
We would love to hear your opinion. It's about to be finished. Just a few more questions and we're done.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, the question that you were in was, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
One.
Thank you. The next one is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
I'll say zero.
Thank you. The next one is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted. Thank you. And the last one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals.
One.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. This next battery of questions are called back to the first few questions that we made in the survey. Let me ask you once again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Just the menthol one?
Menthol and flavored cigars.
Yes.
And is that a yes oppose or yes support?
Yes, support.
And somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
And is that a no support or no oppose?
No oppose.
Okay. And somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Thank you very much. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or it would have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It would have no impact.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? E-cigarettes?
Anything nicotine-related? No. I don't
smoke.
I don't drink. I haven't used vapes. I haven't...
Okay, we're going to go one by one because I cannot answer for you. So have you used any of the following products? E-cigarettes or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco such as Dippin or Chew?
Nope.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Coffee?
No.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year?
I have a choir concert that's starting in literally 2 minutes. I have to let you go.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I tried.
Oh, well, we can call you back if you want, because it's already at 90%. Okay. Well, call you back then.